CBS News. The situation in Poland remains tense, perhaps ominous, and the subject of numerous unconfirmed reports. Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Western diplomats in Warsaw, according to the British Broadcasting Corporation, say they think a number of Soviet transport planes landed at Warsaw Airport during the night, but this has not been substantiated. West Germany's Lufthansa Airways says Polish airspace was closed for a time, but reopened soon after midnight. And if Soviet transports did indeed land at Warsaw, there is no indication that they contained troops. It is known that Polish troops have been used to evict sit-in strikers from some industrial plants and arrest strike leaders. Rita Flynn reports information on that score received at the State Department in Washington.
Reports reaching us from Poland indicate that authorities made use of the country's strict curfew during the night to once again move to crush resistance efforts. One of the facilities said to have been raided was the giant steel mill in Warsaw, that city's largest factory. Solidarity Union members were thought to have been participating in an occupation strike at the mill to protest the government's declaration of martial law. But according to these recent reports, authorities today put an end to the strike and arrested about 20 union leaders. The report suggests that in addition to the massive show of force, the government also is trying to isolate workers of striking plants to prevent the formation of any united opposition. And the government also is said to be trying to placate Poland's stunned population. There have been sudden deliveries of food and consumer goods in quantities that have not been seen in Poland for many months. Rita Flynn, CBS News, the State Department.
Polish government officials describe Union Chief Lech Wałęsa as broken and weeping, but Solidarity leaders say he remains psychologically strong. Now this message.
Oh, my back!
What happened, dear?
Well, I finished weeding the garden, so I decided to wash the car and...
And you overexerted yourself. Oh, Charlie, you never learn.
I know, but it's such a nice day
and... now you've got a nagging backache.
Okay, I hear you.
Well, just sit there till I get you a couple of Doane's pills.
Yeah, Doane's pills, good idea.
And good advice. Doane's pills. When you have a simple nagging backache due to overexertion, stress, or strain... Taken as directed, this time-proven analgesic has brought temporary relief of minor backache pain to thousands of people. Doane's pills. They belong in every family's medicine cabinet.
Feel more comfortable tonight, dear?
Sure do.
That's good.
Those Doane's pills really work.
Get Doane's pills and get the better of a backache due to simple overexertion, stress, or strain. Doane's pills bring you the kind of welcome relief you may need. Available at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Doane's pills. Use only as directed.
The UN Security Council meets in emergency session this morning at Syria's request to consider action against Israel for this week's annexation of the Golan Heights. Officials in Washington say the United States would support a condemnation of Israel, provided it's not too sharply worded and doesn't call for sanctions. Secretary of State Haig is said to have been furious that Israel acted without consulting or notifying the United States in advance. Bruno Wassertal in Jerusalem has the latest on conditions in the Golan Heights area.
A United Nations spokesman told CBS News that as of Wednesday morning, nothing has changed militarily along the Golan Heights ceasefire line between Israel and Syria. Everything is perfectly quiet and normal, the spokesman said, just as it has been for the last 7 years. A 1,200-man UN peacekeeping force was interposed between the Syrian and Israeli armies on the Golan Heights shortly after a disengagement agreement between the two countries was signed in May 1974. The force includes a 125-man logistical support unit from Poland. The UN spokesman said there has been no indication that the Polish contingent will be withdrawn because of the current troubles in that country. On the portion of the Golan Heights annexed by Israel, a three-day strike began today in the six Syrian Druze villages in the region, closing most of the area's stores and schools. Bruno Wassertal, CBS News, Jerusalem.
More news in a moment.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, more people are going broke than ever before, and that means a booming demand for credit counseling. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that could help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that could affect your future and your company's future. Other journal articles revealed how year-end tax strategies may reduce your 1981 tab, the heated advertising war between gas and oil companies, why the Reagan administration is killing business programs for women, and what one of this year's hottest stock pickers is telling his clients. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks, less than $1.60 per week. So, if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
The 97th Congress is moving toward the final adjournment of its first session. Action comes up today on the last major items on the agenda: Social Security legislation, foreign aid, a farm bill, and black lung benefits. Yesterday, the House and then the Senate approved a compromise defense appropriations bill totaling around $200 billion.
CBS News. Moscow acknowledges that Poles are resisting martial law. I'm Charles Osgood reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The story from Mary Wisniewski in the Soviet capital.
The Soviet press has admitted for the first time that Poland's military regime is meeting with opposition. The news agency TASS says the martial law authorities are encountering outright and sometimes violent opposition from Polish workers. But according to the Soviet media, the United States is to blame for encouraging Poles to anarchy and open rebellion. TASS says the United States is embarked on a propaganda campaign and is sponsoring radio broadcasts into Poland that urge Poles to strikes and sabotage. The Communist Party paper Pravda singles out Secretary of State Alexander Haig for criticism. Pravda accuses Haig of telling Poles what to do and what not to do, and says that Haig is virtually threatening Poland with the withdrawal of American food aid. Mary Wisniewski for CBS News, Moscow.
More on Poland after this.
We can turn off the dryer now, Mrs. Sloan.
That's all right, Barbara. The longer I stay under the hairdryer, the less I eat.
Pardon?
I'm trying to diet, but I'm always hungry.
Oh, I used to have that problem.
You? You're slim. How do you control your appetite?
Deliciously, with AIDS candy.
AIDS candy?
Mm-hmm.
How can candy help you eat less?
AIDS is more than delicious candy. It's a diet plan. AIDS works two ways.
How?
The candy helps satisfy your hunger, and it has an effective appetite suppressant. So I eat less and lose weight deliciously.
Does AIDS candy contain a stimulant?
No stimulant. Nothing that can make you nervous. AIDS simply helps control your appetite so you eat less. I have some right here in my purse. Taste.
Mmm, they are delicious.
The AIDS diet plan lets you enjoy two AIDS before each meal.
And I'll be less hungry with AIDS?
Right.
Well, that's half the battle. I'll try AIDS.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Available at drugstores and supermarkets everywhere. Use only as directed.
Western diplomats in West Germany say they're getting reports from Poland that troops and police have been used to break strikes in Warsaw, in the Gdansk shipyards, and in the southern coalfields. But the diplomats say troops are under orders not to shoot, and there has not been any firing. In some cases, they say soldiers are fraternizing with strikers. The British Broadcasting Corporation quotes diplomats in Warsaw as saying Soviet transport planes may have landed there overnight, but that cannot be confirmed. Polish airspace, which was closed to foreign planes overnight, has now been reopened. The daily train from Poland did not arrive this morning in Vienna, at least not on schedule. David Andelman is there.
It's a long and uncertain vigil each day here, up by the Czech frontier, the wait for the Chopin Express, among the last daily links between Poland and the Western world. Yesterday, it arrived on schedule, pausing for passport and customs checks, then pressing on to Vienna, 2 hours away. Today, 2 hours late, two solitary coaches limped in, coaches from East Berlin and Prague, but not Warsaw. This multinational train usually has four legs, Berlin, Prague, Moscow, and Warsaw, all joining in southern Czechoslovakia. Railroad officials say the Warsaw coaches may come later. The lucky Westerners allowed to leave Poland and tell their story of life under martial law, perhaps aboard. David Andelman, CBS News, Hohenow, Austria.
Congress would like to adjourn today for a six-week recess. Final action is expected on Social Security legislation, foreign aid, and black lung benefits for coal miners. The farm bill may have to wait until Congress comes back at the end of January. It took just 15 seconds last night for the House of Representatives to pass a new rule doubling the money members may earn in outside income, up to about $18,000 a year for making speeches and the like. Democrat John Murtha wedged the bill in a batch of other measures the House was voting on. Many members were caught by surprise. Republican Millicent Fenwick of New Jersey called the action sneaky. It's the pickpocket way, Fenwick said. Winter is still officially a few days off, but wintry storms are already socking in the east and west coast. Rush hour traffic on the Atlantic seaboard is a hazardous thing now because of sleet and snow. 2 feet of snow have fallen on the eastern slopes of the Cascade Mountains and in the state of Washington. Rescuers will try again today to reach a mountain climber stranded atop a 14,000-foot high Long's Peak. That's in the Colorado Rockies, where a blizzard described as a nightmare is raging. More news in a minute.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, more people are going broke than ever before. And that means a booming demand for credit counseling. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that could help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that could affect your future and your company's future. Other Journal articles revealed how year-end tax strategies may reduce your 1981 TAB, the heated advertising war between gas and oil companies, why the Reagan administration is killing business programs for women, and what one of this year's hottest stock pickers is telling his clients. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks, less than $1.60 per week. So, if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, lighting the Christmas tree at the aquarium doesn't add a penny to the monthly bill. Tree lights are plugged into the electric eel tank, two South American eels that produce 100 watts of power each. Eel electricity. Charles Osgood, CBS News.